good. You know, as far as running the ball, they do a really good job. Their offensive line, it's a big offensive line, but they're athletic. They do a very good job of running a stretch play, and that's a play that we know they're going to run. They know they're running in. It's something that, you know, we're going to have to stop that play.
What is the key to stopping that play?
Just everybody being sound and what we're doing, and guys not trying to do too much. You see teams try to do too much, and ball gets, you know, cut back on them a lot. Or if they don't do their job well enough, then the ball will, you know, shoot out front side. So everybody has to be really sound and disciplined within the scheme of our defense.
What had Matthews and Acho shown
you
in practice this week?
Matthews, Acho, those guys have been playing in the system for a while, so they know what to do. They know how to get lined up. They know where they need to be. So, you know, whichever one of those guys lines up out there with me, I feel like they'll get the job done.
How is Marcus Smith moving inside?
He's doing well. You know, he's picking up on things fairly quickly. Most of the time he's lined up out there with me, and I'm just trying to help him along. But he's doing a good job to just be thrown into that position right now. He's doing a good job picking things up.
Imagine this: if Mike can't go, things don't change much for you, I guess. I mean, you don't come off the field anyway, so it's not as if you're shifting around or anything like that.
Yeah, no big deal. Got to go.
Do you expect Deshaun? He says he's going to play. What do you expect to see from him? And obviously, this means a lot to him, this game.
Yeah, I know it's pretty important. Anytime you leave a place, he was drafted you, and you've been there for a while. So I know it's a big game for him. But, you know, we're not going to make it about him or anything like that. They do a good job of running the ball. He still is a great athlete. He gets vertical in the passing game, and they do a good job of getting the ball to him in all different places, you know, reverses, screens, all those type of things. So we're going to have to keep our eye on him because we know him. He's an electrifying player. He can take it to the house at any time. So we definitely have to keep our eyes on him. But, you know, first and foremost, we have to stop the running game.
Jake Gruden said he's going to have a long talk with Deshaun about not instigating anything, not getting ejected or personal foul penalties. Right. On the Eagles side, do you need to talk to your defensive players about the same thing?
Nah. I mean, I feel like all our guys are above that. I don't feel like, you know, it come down to too much, you know, yapping and talking on the field. I think you get the job done, or you get the talking done, you know, by just playing sound football and letting your pads do the talking.
You know Deshaun the way you do, your locker room's next to him. Do you think it's going to be an emotional game for him?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it'll be an emotional game or not for him. I know he's excited to come back, and of course, you coming back to a team, you want to have a big day, you know, against your team. So, you know, our eyes are on him. We know they're probably going to try to get him the ball a lot because, you know, he's coming back to Philly. So we're going to be watching out for him.
Rico, having two takeaways and then end of the game a three and out on Monday night, what's that do for the group collectively, defensively?
It was a big, you know, just confidence booster. Just that entire game, the way, you know, it started out kind of rough for us, and we were able to battle back and just – when we needed a stop defensively, we got it. You know, Malcolm came up with a big pick. And, you know, just that last drive, we went out there and we were able to get a quick three and out when, you know, everybody knew we had to get a three and out at that point in the game. Everybody just stepped up. It wasn't too much. You know, I didn't feel like guys felt pressure on them. It was just a go get it done, do your job type mentality, and guys just – got it done.
Are those the moments that build trust among the guy next to you?
Oh, definitely. You know, you see guys, you know, rise up and do what they're supposed to do in those tight situations. You don't see guys getting flustered. That's how you know you're building something really special.
How does it affect things from a communication standpoint?
It doesn't affect things much from a communication standpoint. Of course, with me and Kendrick playing together for a while, we had some things that were just understood. Now, it may be a little bit more communication with whoever lines up next to me, but it's not going to be an overly thought-out thing where it takes me away from my game, what I have to do.
Good.
All right. Thanks, guys.